I work a lot with the diaspora, and it's news to me. I'm not sure who they consulted with. I'll be keen to know. But here in South Africa, there hasn't been a public consultation at all. The only time there was a public consultation was the time when there was an all-inclusive government. A global Zimbabwe Forum worked with the International Organization for Migration to engage the government at that time. There is a draft policy document that is about 6 years old. But as far as I'm concerned, this new development, I'm not part of it, and I'm not sure whether they consulted anyone, at least in South Africa. I don't know in the other parts of the world.
So what does it mean, Mr. Molokel?
I'll be very happy for journalists to ask Minister Mpofu to actually clarify who in the diaspora they consulted, because at least if they can give a list of the meetings, the venues, the dates, and the kind of participants or organizations that were represented, or documents and formal presentations from diaspora organizations.
But is it not a noble move for them to start crafting such a policy?
There is already a draft policy document on the diaspora, of engagement of the diaspora, which was done through the Prime Minister's office. And it doesn't just focus on remittances, because the diaspora has a bigger role to play apart from the financial opportunities they present to the national agenda. So it has to address all issues affecting the diaspora, including issues around citizenship and so on, issues around how they engage with other ministries such as Home Affairs that are very important to the diaspora in terms of their documents and papers, whether it's a birth certificate, death certificate, all those kind of things.